Much, brother. Praise God. I believe this tonight. If you've been born again by the power of God, you know it. I believe that. I believe it's impossible to be saved tonight and not know it. I'm thankful, friend, when God comes in, he makes a wonderful change. Thank God his spirit abides in you and bears witness with your spirit that you belong to him. He will not deny himself. I appreciate the goodness of God tonight. I appreciate salvation. I appreciate God loving me and caring for my soul. I'd like to read tonight the Gospel of Luke chapter number 10. If you'd like to look with us, do pray for us tonight. So we try to say a few things for the glory of God. Luke's Gospel tonight, chapter number 10. Will be a very familiar text tonight. And I do desire your prayers and the help of God, realizing tonight that without him, I can do nothing. Verse 27 of chapter 10. And he straightway answered, said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, Jesus speaking now. This do, and thou shalt live. But he willing, this lawyer now, speaking of the Lord, but he willing to justify himself. And really, that's where man's at. They want to justify themselves. He willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. I'm interested tonight in verse number 33 when the Bible said, but a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. By the Lord's help tonight, I'd like to deal with this subject, the Samaritan spirit. I believe it's important tonight. And I believe, friend, that this spirit that we see here is disappearing in the hour in which we live. Because we're living in a time when men are about themselves and not about others. Yet Christ tonight was not about himself, but was about others. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus, friend, was always about others. And I believe tonight, friend, if we're going to be like him, then we're going to have this same spirit that Jesus is speaking about. I believe it's through these things that Christ is seen in our lives. Now, as we look tonight at these scriptures, there's a certain lawyer that has come to him and has tempted him. He's seeking to find fault with the Savior. He's not the only one. They're still doing that today, friend. But he's seeking to trip the Lord up, and so he feels like, because he thinks he knows something, He can lead the Savior on and lead him into a place where he can accuse him or find fault in him. But I'm telling you something, friend. The Lord's far ahead of the lawyer here. As a matter of fact, you'll find in this scripture, instead of this man leading Jesus into a trap, the Lord is leading him to the very place, thank God, to make the point that needs to be made, not just to this man here, but thank God to me and you tonight. It's amazing how the Lord works tonight. Amen. And so as this man is trying to find fault with our Lord, Jesus said, what is the great commandment? What about this? Tell me about it. And so he immediately then goes to Deuteronomy and he says these words, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Brother, is that not right tonight? And if there's any problem tonight, it is a love problem. I believe all things hinge off of that. As a matter of fact, the Lord said here, by shall all men know you're my disciples because you have love one toward another. And so he begins to volunteer the answer. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all my mind. And then, it's amazing what this man does. Then he will go to a scripture found in Leviticus and say, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now Jesus himself even said this truth, upon these hang all the law and prophets. And so as this man has said this, he's opened up a door for the Savior. Amen. And Jesus is going to walk through it, praise God. He's going to make a point. Amen. And he said, thou hast answered right. Do this and thou shalt live. Now, when he said this, he knew, friend, that Jesus put the finger at him and put the finger on what the problem was. So he tried to justify himself. And he said, well, just who is my neighbor? I believe tonight our neighbor is more than just the individual that lives beside us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, who is my neighbor? Now he's done this because he's trying to get himself out of where he feels like the Lord has got him into. So what does our Savior do? He gives a parable here that we often call the parable of the Good Samaritan. I believe it's a great illustration and a great picture tonight of a couple of things. I believe it pictures our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe as you begin to read this, you can see exactly what, friend, sin did to you and the world did to you. But friend, what God did for you, amen. And you began to realize, had it not been for him, Brother Robert, you'd still be in that ditch of sin without hope and without God. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. But I believe it takes it a step farther than that. That's where I want to go tonight. I believe it's a picture of the child of God. You say, why is that? Because as the Lord concludes all of these things, he asked the man, who was neighbor to this man who fell among the thieves? Who was his neighbor? And he said, why, him that showeth mercy on him. Then Jesus looks at this man and says unto him, go and do thou likewise. I believe tonight, friend, we have a responsibility unto God to do as he is instructed in these scriptures. I believe in this, friend, Christ is seen in our lives. And so we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the Samaritan spirit. May the Lord help tonight. You pray for me as we try to say a few things for the glory of God. And so the Lord begins to open up this parable and he deals with a certain man. An individual has gone down from Jerusalem unto Jericho. Here is a man who intends on taking a trip and going from one place to the other. He's not planned on being robbed along the way. He doesn't feel like that trouble's going to come along the way. He's just planning on taking a trip. Maybe he's taken many times in his life. But friend, this day is going to be different because as he takes his journey this day, he's going to fall among thieves. Those who are laying in wait for him. We never know sometimes, friend, what may come our way in a day. And we need to be aware, friend, of where others are, because it could be, hey, friend, that you fell among thieves who've come, friend, and robbed you of some things in your own life as you've tried to live for God and journey for Him. But here's a man that's fell among thieves, and the Bible tells us here, as this has happened, they stripped him of his raiment. They've taken everything that he has on him. Isn't that something? The Bible said they wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Jesus said the thief has come up not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I'm come that they might have life. And so here's a man. Get the picture now. He's taking a journey. Maybe the sun's shining. Maybe it looks like a good day. Maybe it looks like, friend, he's going to be there shortly. Maybe, friend, he feels like in a few hours, I will arrive at my destination. I'll do my business and I'll turn around and go back to the house. But, friend, it did not happen that way this day. And so here he is. They've taken everything he's got. They beat him. They've wounded him. They've left him, friend, laying in the ditch. And they've gone off and forsaken him to die in the condition that he's in. They didn't care about him. Hey, friend, they just left him there to die. And so a man's laying there. He's not dead, but the Bible said he's half dead. He's got some consciousness about him, but he's not able to help himself. He can't get himself out of the ditch. He can't do anything for himself. He's at the mercy, friend, whoever comes by. And he's praying, maybe someone will come my way and help me. So by chance now, a certain priest comes down that way. And he saw him laying over there. And he simply passes by on the other side. No words are exchanged. Hey, friend, no care is given. No compassion is shown. He just sees him in the condition that he's in, and he leaves him where he is at. And friend, that's where a lot of people are. They're so busy about what they're doing, they have no time for others. Amen. Maybe they feel like somebody else will surely stop along the way. I'm too busy to stop right now. I don't have time to do this. And so he leaves him in the very shape that he's him. And I began to think, not trying to add to the scriptures now, but I wonder maybe if the man could see the priest as he comes down and felt like, surely, friend, if anybody's going to help me, the priest will help, but not so. Amen. And so the priest leaves him and goes on his way. Sometimes I believe, friend, that we get in a shape and we feel like, well, here's someone that can help us. And we get our expectations up a little bit, only, friend, to have them dashed to pieces because they're unconcerned and unwilling. I tell you, be careful tonight, child of God, about being in a place where you're unconcerned and unwilling to help others. And so here he is. He's still in the ditch. He's still in the same place. He's not getting any better either. Amen. And all of a sudden, here comes a Levite. Amen. Here's a man, friend, in that line, in that priestly line. And surely this man will help. Surely he'll help. As a matter of fact, the Bible said he came and he looked on him. Isn't that amazing? I mean, he just didn't see him over there, but he looked at him for a little bit. And he saw what kind of shape he was in. I've seen people like that. As a matter of fact, they'll like to go ahead and tell you what kind of shape you're in. Why, you look like you're in a pretty bad shape. You look like you've been wounded and stripped and left for dead. I mean, you're in a ditch over here. You can't even help yourself. I tell you, son, you're in a bad shape. He already knows that. He doesn't need someone, friend, to come and tell him how bad he is. He needs someone to help him in the shape that he's in. Amen. A lot of folk tonight, friend, they add insult to injury. That's what they'll do. Amen. They'll kick you while you're down. He doesn't need to be kicked while he's down. Amen. He needs some help. Amen. Some folk only want to help certain people. They didn't want to help this man. And so he looks on him. He sees he's there. Maybe they've even made eye contact. I do not know, but this I know. He turns and leaves him. Goes on his way. Oh, my soul. Oh, but friend, the Bible said, but Isn't that amazing? But, boy, God can change things. By the way, only God can. But the Bible said about a certain Samaritan, how unlikely is this? Because we understand that the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. As a matter of fact, the woman at the well was so shocked that Jesus would even speak to her. And she reminds him, as if he needed to remind him, that the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. She said, why would you even ask me for something to drink? I can't believe that you would do that. Have you not realized who I am and what I am? And you're going to ask me to do this for you? Why, listen, I know how that you look at us. And listen, I can't believe you'd even do that. But I'm glad, friend, that Jesus, praise God, cared for that woman. I'm glad he cared for this man. I'm glad he cares, praise God. Now a certain Samaritan has come down. I mean, this man doesn't know him. This man doesn't know him. I thought about that. But praise God, he sees him and the condition that he is in. I'm talking about the Samaritan spirit. That spirit tonight that is willing, friend, to go and help somebody else. Where would we be tonight if someone hadn't been willing to come to where we were and help us tonight? There's a lot of times I need some help, friend. I'm not talking about just friend and being saved. I'm talking about since I've been saved. There's sometimes, Brother Keith, I get so low, I need somebody to come and help me. It's awful good to have a brother to come by, thank God, and extend a hand to me and help me out of what I'm in. I appreciate that. But most folk tonight are not willing to get down in the ditch where somebody's at to minister unto them. That's what he's doing. He's ministering. Amen. Someone said, what can I do, preacher? Thank God. You can praise God. Amen. Have compassion. The Bible said here in the scripture, but he saw him and had compassion on him. He had pity on him. His heart was moved toward him. He didn't know this man. He didn't know him from anybody. But he realized this man's got a need. This man's in a bad shape. This man's going to need some help. He's not aware, as far as I know, that a priest has passed him by. He doesn't know that a Levite's passed him by. But he sees him and he realizes, I need to do something for this man. Maybe this man, friend, in his journey, no doubt probably a businessman of some sort. He's got plans. He's got obligations. He's got things he needs to do. But he's not so busy and what he's doing that he can't stop for a few moments and help somebody that needs some help. Amen. Yeah. That's right. So we look at this. The Bible said he had compassion on him. My heart's been moved by the words of Judas. He said, and some have compassion, making a difference. Because you know what people are not seeing today? Compassion. Genuine care. Genuine concern. Genuine, praise God, pity and sympathy toward where they are. Amen. And friend, that's more than just words spoken. See, a lot of times people feel like if you just say it, that's good enough. It's more than that. I mean, I can come to you and say, I'm praying for you. But friend, that brings little comfort. But praise God, if I show you I'm concerned about you, and I try to meet whatever that need is in your life, amen, and try to get down there where you are, and thank God, let you know, hey, you're not in this thing by yourself. I'll be glad to stay with you, help you out a little bit, amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you do this, I don't know about that Samaritan spirit. It's a spirit of compassion. It's a spirit of care tonight. Hey, man, this man began to do something. I mean, friend, his words were followed up by his actions. Do you realize tonight, friend, that it is our actions that speak louder than our words? It's our actions tonight that give credence to our words. Because if all we have is what we say, but we don't do anything behind that, hey, friend, our words really mean nothing tonight. See, you can tell your spouse that you love them, but if you never show them you love them, it means very little. After a while, friend, they'll feel like that's just something you've been trained to say. But I'll tell you what, friend, hand. You don't even have to say the word sometimes. But praise God, when you walk through the door, Brother Robert, and praise God, she puts her arms around you and kisses you. Thank God. You know, thank God, love is there. That's what I'm saying tonight. It's more than just what you say. That's what you do tonight. It's your actions. Praise God. That God uses. Thank God to show somebody that you care tonight. Oh, yes. I mean, people need to see that. They need to see that you care. Now, I like this because this man was not doing what he was doing that he might receive something of this man. This man had nothing. Anything he had of value had already been taken. So he wasn't doing something hoping to receive something. See, some people do things for individuals because they hope to receive something of that individual. Hey, friend, there's no love really involved in that. But, friend, when there's that one that can't do anything, amen, that doesn't deserve anything. Do you realize tonight we didn't deserve anything, but yet our Lord came to us, thank God, and did for us what we could not do for ourselves? I appreciate that. The Lord had taken everything of value from me. I was bankrupt without God. I had nothing, friend, to offer him. He cared for my soul. He was willing to come to me. I could not get to him, Brother Keith. He came to me exactly where I was. He reached way down to the bottom, praise God, and got a hold of me. I appreciate God for that tonight. I appreciate that. Hallelujah, I appreciate that. Oh, yes. The Bible tells us here, he went to him, bound up his wounds. Now, I can imagine, friend, as he's ministering to this man, binding up these wounds. He probably had some words of encouragement to say. No doubt he probably did. But, friend, it was those actions that made all the difference. He just didn't say, it's going to be all right, son. Thank God. He starts to bind up the wounds. The Bible said, pouring in oil and wine. These are things this man had with him, but he was willing to take that he had and give it to someone he did not know that he might help this individual. Amen. I can see him, thank God, tenderly and with great love and compassion. Thank God, began to help this individual, began to bind up all his wounds. He takes a little bit of time, friend. He gets him up out of the ditch. This man cannot help himself. He can't get himself out of his own ditch. Hey, people say, well, you need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. How in the world can you do that? I've never figured that out. That's an impossibility. But when I couldn't lift myself, thank God, the Lord lifted me, thank God. He picked me up, praise the Lord. Now I've got an obligation, hey, to do likewise. He said, if you'll go, thank God, with this type of spirit and know the people where they are and help them as they are, it will make a difference in their life. He poured in oil and wine. Thank God, bound him up, helped him out. Thank God. I believe, friend, a little hope began to come to life in this man's heart. Thank God that somebody cared. Now, friend, this man, being a Jew, no doubt, he begins to look and he recognizes that, friend, it wasn't the priest that helped me. It wasn't the Levi, just this certain Samaritan. This individual that I probably wouldn't have helped if he'd have been in the ditch. It's helping me when I'm in the ditch. Isn't that amazing? Amen, that's right. Praise God, I appreciate that. Amen, how many folk along life's way, thank God, has got down to where we are and helped us, thank God, in our lowest points. I wish I could tell you tonight you're not going to have some low points in your life, but you're probably going to have some low points in your life. You say, but preacher, I'm saved tonight. I'm glad you are. I'd rather be saved than anything I know. But he did not promise a life without some low points. Amen. Sometimes you don't understand some things you can't explain. Sometimes when you look at one another, Brother Todd, and you can't even find the words to say, and you don't know what to say, and you don't know how to comfort. Sometimes there's low points in our lives. But I'm glad, friend, there's a God that cares, and a God that'll come, and a God that's willing to reach and bind up our wounds. Amen. I appreciate God for that tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, my soul. And it makes me, friend, want to then go and help someone because of what's been done for me. Oh, I appreciate him. Now think about this. I don't know how far he got in his journey. I don't know if he was halfway. I don't know how far he was. But the Bible tells us here he had compassion on him and he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and then he set him on his own beast. I mean, he picks him up and puts him on the beast he was riding. And this man was willing to walk the distance while this man rode. Amen. And you know what I like about it? He didn't complain about it. He didn't say, well, I tell you what, you're awful lucky I came by today, and I hope you appreciate what I've done for you. That's not what he said. He didn't do any of that. Boy, I appreciate that. He just set him up on his beast, praise God. And thank God, friend, that beast bore the load. This man wasn't able to walk, but praise God, the Lord provided a way. And this man brought him to an inn. Oh, yes. It brought him to a place, friend, with a roof over his head. Thank God, where he could find some help. A place of restoration. Thank God, this man's paying the price. What I'm simply saying tonight is that if we're going to have this spirit, we're going to have to be willing to pay the price. But I believe God will provide what is needed that we can pay the price. Amen. And I tell you, it seems like the more we give, the more God gives. Amen. I appreciate the Lord for that tonight. The Bible said, and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. I can see him go in and get the room. Get this man up in the room. He's taking care of him. He's a helping him. He's a doing what's needed tonight. I believe that's the Samaritan spirit. I believe that's what's lacking many times in individuals' lives. Be careful tonight that you don't get so caught up in yourself and your old world that you fail to realize there's somebody out there that needs some help somewhere. And I'll tell you what God will do sometimes. He'll bring you to the very place where they are. Hey, man, you don't have to a lot of times go looking. God will bring you to that place. And it's there that you can minister unto them. I believe the Lord is pleased with that. Hey, man, I believe he's pleased with it. Now think about this. The Bible tells us in the scripture, and on the morrow he departed. And he took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said, take care of him. He said, I've got to go. But he got into a place where he can get some help. Amen. And he said, now you take care of him. I'm going to pay you for taking care of him. And I like this. Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. That tells me this man's been this way different times, many times. It looks to me like he's got a relationship with the host to a point that the host trusts him. I tell you tonight, friend, I want to live in such a way, friend, that folk can trust me. Amen. I believe it's important tonight. I believe it's important for God's children to have a life in which they live and which folk can have some confidence in them that they are real or they are genuine. Amen. He said, now, you know, I'm coming back this way. I've been this way many times. You take care of this individual. And when I come again, if it's cost you anything no more, he said, you just go ahead and take care of it and I'll pay you back when I come back this way. Oh, yes. I believe that's having the right spirit. That's what Jesus did for us. He paid the price. Amen. Thank God, brother, I was wounded. I was helpless. I was hopeless. I was in the ditch and couldn't get myself out and saw no way out. But praise God, the Lord came to where I was. He knew where I was, Brother Robert. Exactly where I was. He didn't have to ask anybody where I was. He knew where I was. As a matter of fact, he knew what kind of shape I was in. He knew I couldn't help myself. I couldn't do anything for him. I had no way to repay, and I didn't even deserve it. He knew all those things, but he was willing. Brother, I tell you what, he's willing tonight. I believe that's where the Christian joy ought to come from. I believe sometimes, friend, we fail to realize just exactly what he did. If you're not careful, you can begin to take the love for granted tonight. That's right. I don't want to do that. And he said, I will repay thee when I come again. And so as all these things begin to take place here, as the Lord has given this parable, I'm talking about the Samaritan spirit. He's telling this individual, friend, really about himself. And he's telling folk here, friend, even tonight, about what kind of spirit we ought to have and how we ought to be willing to do likewise. Amen. And so he's coming to the end of this parable. Now he's going to ask him a question. I appreciate the questions of the Lord, but I want you to understand something tonight. Jesus never asked a question because he did not know the answer. He never asked a question because he needed to be informed. He always asked a question not for his benefit, but for the benefit of the one he asked the question to. That's why the Lord said unto Adam in Genesis, "Where art thou?" God knew exactly where Adam was, but Adam was not going to get any help until Adam could see where Adam was. Amen. We're not going to get any help tonight till we can see where we are. A man needs to be willing to take a look at himself, look on the inside. And so he asked this man, "Who was neighbor unto this man?" Who was his neighbor? The lawyer brought it up. He was the one that said it. Amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. And Jesus said, "Well, that sounds good. Who is your neighbor? Which of these three?" Amen. Which one? Was it the priest? Amen. Who was too good to stop and help him? Who didn't have time to help him? It's probably a pretty good picture of religion tonight, because I promise you this, religion never helped a man. As a matter of fact, it makes a man worse and not better. Amen. He just passed him on by. I kind of want to be careful about that tonight, because you never know sometimes where people are in their heart, what they're going through, what they faced, what they've been through this week. What even happened between services sometimes? They can knock the bottom out of their world. Here they are on the bottom sometimes. And it could be you. Thank God, with compassion in your heart. Thank God, friend, that's not so busy to come in sometimes and just get a seat. But thank God's willing to go and minister unto them. Let them know you care. Let them know you love them. Let them know you appreciate them. Let them know you're there for them. I believe it's important. Amen. Sometimes, like I said, we're so busy. We're too busy. Wasn't the Levite. I mean, he did look at him. Hey, man, if I'm down, I don't need you to come and tell me I'm down. I already know that. If I'm in a bad shape, I already know that. I don't need you to come, friend, and point out every fault I've got. And I promise you, I've got a bunch of them tonight. But I'm glad the Lord was willing to look beyond my fault and see my need tonight. Praise God. He didn't come and say, "If you'll change this and do better and start this and stop this, I'll consider helping you." That's not what he did. He came to me as I was. Praise God for it. I bless the name of God, because if it would have required doing better, I never would have been born again, because I couldn't do better. As a matter of fact, Brother Jonathan, there's a few times in my life I was so sick of what I was, I tried to do better, but I only did worse. It wouldn't last a full day. A lot of times it wouldn't last a full hour. I was going to stop doing this. I was going to stop doing that. I found myself worse than what I was. Hey, before I tried to stop, I just could not help myself.
Amen.
So the Levite just passed on by. And he began maybe to lose all hope. But I'm glad to tell you tonight, friend, with Jesus, there's hope. Amen. I'm glad, friend, he passed by, but he didn't pass me by. Amen. Isn't that good? Boy, I thought about Zacchaeus. He passed by, but he didn't pass him by. As a matter of fact, I'm convinced he passed by because of Zacchaeus. Amen. I'm convinced. Thank God he just didn't come to any tree. He came to that tree, thank God. He didn't look up in every tree, but he looked up in that tree, thank God. Boy, I appreciate the Lord tonight. I'm glad he passed by, but he didn't pass me by. Thank the Lord for it, amen. I'm glad on his way out of Jericho, thank God, Jesus passed by the blind man there. Don't you appreciate that? I believe he came that way on purpose, head for purpose, thank God. I'm glad he was willing to help, thank the Lord. I'm glad he had compassion on him tonight. Oh, yes. He had compassion on the leper. Hey, man, isn't that something? He came in off the mount. He had compassion. Praise God. He had compassion on him and did for him what nobody else would do. And I thought to myself, my soul, can I not have some compassion tonight? I want the Lord to help me, because sometimes I get too busy. And sometimes, friend, listen, I'm just too busy. Thank God to show compassion. Realize, friend, there's folk hurting out there tonight. Hey, friend, if I told you I had a life without problems, I wouldn't be honest tonight. I got problems just like you do. And you know what I find out a lot of times? My problems are your problems, and your problems are mine. A lot of times I'm walking the same path that you are. I feel the same way that you feel. Amen. But I don't want to get to the place where I've got self-pity. Can't stop and help someone else. You know what I have found out tonight? If I'll stop sometimes and take a little time and try to help somebody else, normally I'm the one that ended up getting helped. Isn't that amazing tonight? You try to be a blessing to somebody else and you get blessed. Oh, that's amazing tonight. You give, praise God, and they give. Oh, it's amazing how God works tonight. I'm talking about the Samaritan spirit, praise God. So which of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Which one was it? It probably hurt him to say this. He probably didn't want to say it. He didn't even say the Samaritan. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He didn't want to say it. Amen. Sometimes, friend, it's hard to say it. Isn't that right? But he said, he that showed mercy. Mercy's a wonderful word tonight. Do you realize it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed because his compassions fail not? It ain't our goodness. It's the Lord's mercy. You know what it was today? The mercy of God. You know what's going to be tomorrow? The mercy of God. When I look down through my life, I promise you, it was the mercy of God. Friend, there's been many a time, I'm not proud of all these things. I'm not going to bring them up. They're not up for discussion tonight. But there's been many a time in my life, I promise you, had it not been the mercy of God Almighty, I'd have went out into eternity. There's many times, friend, I can look back. I see those places. Brother Robert, it seemed like I come that close. But it was God's mercy. I was undone and unprepared. But God was merciful to me. I appreciate that mercy tonight. Do you realize, friend, that mercy is for the guilty? Mercy. Oh, mercy's for the guilty. Oh, hallelujah. Gives the ideal of a tenderness of heart. Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate it. Brother Robert, I thought about what you said the other day and about your children. And I thought about my boys. And I tell you, especially the first two, they couldn't hardly breathe. If they got out of line, I was straightening them up. I promise you I was. I think as you get older, sometimes you learn what's important and what's not. Amen. Really, really, you know that. And I did all that. And then I got to thinking, I thought like you did a lot of times, boy, if God did me like I did them. And you know what I find amazing sometimes in my own life? Sometimes when I've been my worst and failed him the most, and it seemed like God ought to draw back with a stick in his hand. I tell you what he's done, Brother Keith. He's reached down and a tender loving hand, and he's just pulled me up to himself. And he said, son, I love you and care about you. And I just care about you. He's showered me with love and had mercy on me. He's wiped the dirt off of me, praise God, and wiped the tears out of my eyes. He's poured it all in wine, thank God. Bound me up, praise God. I appreciate God tonight. That's the Samaritan spirit. It might be somebody, thank God we know. He said, why? He that showed mercy on him. He that, thank God, went to him. He that had manifest compassion showed favor. I tell you, I don't know. Only heaven will reveal. I really don't know, friend, when we get to heaven and see him and thank God are like him. If we'll really fully understand, maybe we will, how much he loved us and why he loved us so much, why he had favor. I don't know why, but I know this. He had favor on me. He had favor on me. Oh, yes. Boy, I appreciate it. And I look at folk and I think, my soul, if anybody ought to have favor shown, looks like it would have been them. Why is it me? Why is it me? Oh, my, he said, he that had mercy on him. And Jesus said, that's right. That's exactly right. He's answered the question. The Lord's led this man to the place and put him in the place where he's given the right answer. Amen. Now that he has. He has given to him now a personal responsibility. Amen. What is that? He said, go and do thou likewise. In other words, you need to go and have mercy. You need to be willing to show some compassion. I believe, friend, when the attributes of God are seen in our lives, that's when our lives count the most. Amen. I've heard many downplay it. I've heard many downplay those things. But I believe it's the attributes of our Father that sit in our lives that make the difference. And I'm going to be honest, friend. When I see my kids, I see myself. I'm just being honest. And somebody said, well, why do they do that? Because they're like their daddy.
Yes, sir.
They've got the attributes of their father.
Yes, sir.
I promise you they do. Now, everything they do I don't like, but I know where they got it from.
Yes,
but since I've been born again by the power of God, I've got a heavenly father. And thank God I've got attributes of my father, which is in heaven. And when those attributes are seen, thank God, in the eyes of others, and they can see Christ in me, who is the hope of glory. And thank God when I can act more like him and do more like him and be more like him, that's when my life really counts for the glory of God. By the way, it's not about me tonight. It's about him. And I tell you, I just want to have that Samaritan spirit tonight. I want to be able to have it in my own life. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel like I come so short. But I tell you, I want to be aware of it. Because, friend, if I'll have this, it could be, friend, that God will have me in the right place at the right time to help the right individual where they are, to make a difference for the glory of God Almighty. Because where would we be tonight had he not come and did these things for me and you? I appreciate the goodness of God, and I challenge you tonight to consider these great truths. And are you willing tonight to do likewise? That's just what he said. Just do likewise. And he'll not tell us anything tonight to do that he won't enable us to do and equip us to do for his glory. Go and do thou likewise. Let's stand tonight, please, to our feet for just a moment. I appreciate the goodness of God. I appreciate the grace of God tonight. I appreciate mercy manifest in our lives. We're going to have a word of prayer tonight. I want you to consider these great truths. And I wonder tonight, friend, God's a touch in your heart. You just mind him whatever the Lord says tonight. But I encourage you, go and do thou likewise. Brother Keith, I want you to pray for us.